Steve Conley here with you. We're talking racing. We are actually talking sports car racing. Joining us this afternoon on the hotline, Kyle Marcelli, co-driver of the number 14 3 GT Racing Lexus RCF in the GTD class for 2018. Kyle, thanks for joining us this afternoon. Sounds like you've got a pretty busy afternoon ahead of you.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Steve. I arrived in Columbus late last night. Got a full day ahead of me. I think we're going to a Columbus Blue Jackets game tonight. Lexus is a sponsor of the team, and I'm getting the good fortune of hanging out at the game and meeting some guests. I think we're going to take an LC 500 on the track, on the ice during the first intermission. So it should be fun.
Well, hopefully your race car in a couple weeks is going to handle a little bit better than what that will on the ice, I'm sure. Kyle, are you obviously you're here tonight with the Blue Jackets, and a big hockey fan to start, because, I mean, I hate to use the stereotype, but the hockey and Canadians, you're from Ontario, but hockey lifestyle thing for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you hit the nail on the head, most Canadians come out of the womb on a pair of skates, and I did as well. I played hockey competitively until I was 13 years old. I still play actually once a week in like an adult pickup league. So it's a part of my fitness regime. And also I just have a passion for the sport. At age 10, I started racing go-karts. So I did the two, together for a few years, and then, just had to give one up, and motorsport was where my passion was. And I wanted to make a career out of it. And I just, had to put everything I had, everything in the sport. And since that day, that's all I do. It's all I think about. It's how to further myself in motorsports.
Well, here's the thing I'm kind of wondering. You guys have a lot of time off, it seems, in between races. I mean, you've got, you were at Sebring 2 weeks ago, if my memory serves, and then you've got another week off before you hit Long Beach. With the hockey and then keeping in shape is one of my biggest questions. What do you do during that extended downtime? Obviously, you've got to travel for events like this, but how do you keep yourself going and keep yourself in shape for these long races?
Yeah, I mean, everybody has their thing. You know, it's I guess this constant question as a race car driver, an athlete. I mean, you just sit in the car and drive, but believe it or not, you know, when I'm running, I'm out doing a 5K or a 10K run, my heart rate will be 130, 140 beats a minute. In the race car, that's the average, you know, for a 2 or 3 hour duration. And it'll spike to be 180, 190. So your adrenaline's going. The heat in the car for me is probably the biggest physical challenge. We'll see temperatures at certain events in Florida or Texas, Utah, 140 degrees Fahrenheit inside the car. And so, you know, you're wearing thermal underwear, you're wearing a fireproof suit, you're wearing a balaclava and a helmet, and that's a challenge. So,
and you guys start the season off in Daytona, the Rolex 24, one of the most prestigious sports car races on the planet. You guys are in a unique situation than most fans know when it comes to motorsports, because you're co-driving with anywhere between two drivers up to four drivers where you're switching out. How much of a challenge is that for, A, getting a team together that have the right fit and right driving style to really kind of match for what you have?
Yeah, no, it's a good point. You know, our season kicks off with the Rolex 24 at Daytona. There's three or four drivers in the car, and then we go into a string of sprint races, which will be the case for the May 4 to 6 at Mid-Ohio. That's a 2-hour, 40-minute race, and it'll just be two drivers. But you need to be able to share the setup on the car. You know, some drivers might favor a particular setup where maybe the car has a little bit more oversteer in it, the car is a little freer to drive, and others might... Others might not like that. So it's a matter of finding a compromise. It's got to be, you know, what's best for the team and not just one single lap or single driver. And then from a fitness or a fitment perspective, the pedals are actually on a slider. So we'll just pour one base seat that'll be for the biggest driver, and then the smaller drivers would get an insert poured for them that we simply change out during a pit stop. And the pedals and steering wheel are both on a slider. So we'll do a driver change in 25 seconds or less while we're in the pits doing fuel and tires, and back in the race we go.
Yeah, I mean, you hear that 25 seconds, and I mean, the most pit stops are down there in the low teens, but when you have to make that driver change, I think to myself, sometimes I have a hard time getting out of my own car in 25 seconds to get everything out of there. But you guys have it down to a science. I mean, everything right now is really down to a science with the technology, the drivers, and everything that you've got. But you mentioned a sprint race coming up here at Mid-Ohio, and that's what you're here in town to promote, is the upcoming Mid-Ohio Challenge. Talk to me a little bit about racing at Mid-Ohio, because this is not your first trip around that racetrack, if I'm correct.
No, you're absolutely correct. Mid-Ohio is probably the closest, I should say the second home race for me on the schedule. We have one event just north of the border, but Mid-Ohio is the next closest thing. I had my first professional test, and my first professional racing job actually was at Mid-Ohio. I had a win there in 2011 in the American Le Mans Series. That was a torrential downpour race. But there's been a bit of a hiatus for sports car racing at Mid-Ohio. I want to say 2012 or 2013 was the last time that professional sports car racing has been there. And the environment has changed a lot. I mean, now I'd say sports car racing is really in its prime. Each of the categories from the prototype class to the GT class, the grid is full. You've got multiple manufacturers participating, and it's really, really exciting for the fans. So I'll be there in the number 14 Lexus RCF GT3 car. And this will mark actually the first year, the first time that that the Lexus RCF has competed at Mid-Ohio. So we're really looking forward to that. We proved to be quite competitive the first two rounds of the season at Daytona and Sebring, both of which were long endurance races. And as you said, Mid-Ohio will be the first sprint race for us on the schedule, and I think we expect to be quite competitive.
Now, it seemed like a little bit of bad luck strike the 14 team at Sebring. If I was reading earlier about some hood pins breaking after you guys were running well up into the top five of your class, is the Lexus more of a sprint style car, or will, I mean, it obviously ran well in the endurance, but are you expecting more out of it in the shorter race?
No, I wouldn't necessarily say that. I think, you know, Sebring got the best of us, and I don't think there's anything we could have done differently to prepare. Sebring's a bumpy circuit. It's part of the nostalgia of the event, and the bumps, you know, simply broke the hood pins and caused the hood to come up, which forced us to have extra time in pit lane. And nowadays, even a 12-hour or a 24-hour endurance race is treated like a sprint race. The technology and the equipment and the cars have come so far that you're not having to, you know, drive them at 70% for the first 80% of the race. It's, you know, you're pushing 10 tenths everything the car has the entire duration of the race. You know, so we look ahead to Mid-Ohio being a sprint race. I mean, for both the first 6 hours, actually, at Daytona and Sebring, we were running in the top three. So the Lexus has the speed in it, that's for sure. I've got quite a bit of experience at Mid-Ohio. My teammate does not. He's from Austria, Dominic Baumann. So we'll need to get him up to speed, which I don't expect will be an issue. And off to the races we go.
Yeah, he's Dominic's been around. I mean, we were reading a little earlier. He's pretty much a world traveler. He's raced all over Europe, and now I think this is his first year in the United States, so it should be a lot of fun watching him get up to speed at Mid-Ohio here coming up, and everything seems to have gone well so far. One of the questions I have, and you mentioned the Lexus several times, you're a Lexus ambassador, a brand ambassador. How does that come about, and what are some of the duties that you have working with Lexus directly?
Yeah, well, my deal is actually facilitated through 3GT Racing, you know, a team based out of Lansing, Michigan. Paul Gentilozzi is at the helm of the ship, and it's more of a partnership between 3GT Racing and Lexus. you know, but from my side, it's really exciting to be a part of what Lexus is doing in motorsport. You know, for them, they really want to increase the credibility and performance of their F line, and you know, unlike some of the other manufacturers that have been competing in motorsport for the the last several decades, Lexus is sort of making a return to the sport, if you will. So there's a ton of energy from all the staff and employees and dealerships, and even right down to the customers that own and drive the cars. So it's been a real pleasure just to see and be a part of that excitement. My role on race weekends, you know, the number one job is behind the wheel. It's getting the results on the track, and and then when we're not in the race car, it's engaging with fans and with dealership employees and Lexus employees, that all share a similar passion for motorsport.
Now, one of the questions I get a lot when I'm talking about this series, because like you mentioned earlier, it's coming into its prime, but there's still a lot of race fans that don't understand sports car racing and the design of these cars. But a lot of people ask, how close is the car that you have on track to compared to, if I was dreaming about going down to Lexus and buying one of these cars, the technology involved in your race car and a street car, how similar are they? Because we hear a lot of it's tested on the track and branded on a personal racetrack type of thing.
Yeah, I mean, and that is true. If you think of simple terms, the technology that we see in a lot of today's sports cars, from your traction controls and stability controls, your ABS braking, simple things like cooling and heating. Believe it or not, just a lot of that stuff is tested and tuned and developed on the racetrack, and that's true. I mean, we use a couple of things from the RCF road car on the race car. The headlights and the taillights are both the exact same from the road car to the race car. Simple things like ergonomics of the paddle shifters on the steering wheel, the starter button, just some interior features like that are the same. But sort of bigger picture stuff, it's, as I said, traction controls and ABS and things like that we develop on the racetrack. And we're still fine-tuning. You know, Lexus, this is the second year of the program for the RCF GT3. And we're still fine-tuning, those features.
Well, a couple more questions before we let you go. I know you've got a really busy afternoon. Talking a little bit more about Mid-Ohio, I've been around that racetrack a couple times in a pace car and ride-along things, and it seems like a very narrow racetrack with a couple blind corners and a lot of high-speed braking areas. Sports car is not one that you would see a lot of contact, but can you expect that maybe at a track like Mid-Ohio?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think when you compare sports car racing to IndyCar, I'd actually say maybe a bit of the opposite, that there is a little more rubbing as racing. When you compare it to NASCAR, okay, maybe we're not bumping and banging as much. But Mid-Ohio as a circuit is, from a driving perspective, it's a lot of fun and very rewarding when you put a good lap in there. It's technical. Lots of elevation change, not a lot of downtime. I mean, there's really no long straightaways. It's sort of one corner after the next. So really works, you mentally and physically. So to drive a lap around Mid-Ohio, it's a lot of fun and again, very rewarding. It can be a little bit difficult to there's a couple of overtaking opportunities, but certainly you do got to get a bit aggressive. I think the fans want to see that. You know, if I was a fan, I want to see a little bit of rubbings racing. It creates excitement. And I think we're going to see that come May 4 to 6. As I said, every class on the grid is full. Multiple car manufacturers, from Porsche to Mercedes, Ferrari, Lexus, you name it. I think we're going to see a lot of fans cheering for their brand, and and having a good time.
That'll be a fun weekend. I look forward to getting up there for that and catching up with you again. But one final thing, you're on your website, you have something called the Marcelli Mob. Tell me what that is.
Yeah, you know what? I guess we're in the experimental stages of this, but it's a group of fans and of enthusiasts. You know, it's a brand more than anything. But if you're part of the Marcelli Mob, it's a group of people that, you know, collectively A, like motorsports, but B, maybe they're a fan of mine and they want to cheer me on. And it's just collective group of people. That's all.
Speaking of cheering you on, where can your fans and maybe new fans that are going to hear this keep up with you on social media?
Yeah, well, my handles are all pretty simple. Just Kyle Marcelli on Facebook and Twitter is kind of the main go-to of social media channels for me. Of course, check out middlehow.com and make sure to get tickets. Come on out to the race. See the Lexus RCF GT3 up close. Come meet myself and my teammate, Dominic Bauman. And of course, you can make a visit to Lexus Motorsport, where they'll have more information on the car and the events.
Well, that's great. We look forward to seeing you up at Mid-Ohio and cheering on the 3GT Racing Lexus RCF coming up May 4th through 6th at Mid-Ohio. Kyle, thanks for joining us and enjoy the game. Hope the Blue Jackets make it exciting for you tonight.
Steve, thanks a lot for having me.